The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Thriller?
I'm nice. Feeling it.
I'm getting to know Joe a little bit here. Secret likes and wishes and playlist that he has in his...
Well, it is October, so...
Oh, yeah. Is that what you do with it? Or you just like Michael Jackson?
Yeah, we're just going to go with that answer.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Frank Fontana. This is Jenna. And we are talking to Susan Parsons, who is the owner... Oh, do I have to say the full name? Or is your husband going to get mad if I don't?
I think Susan Rothman is probably a little more appropriate.
Susan Rothman. Just reading my notes.
Jenna gave me bad notes.
No. I did. Sorry. Okay. I didn't. I gave the full name, though.
So you own Pure Bar in...
West Loop. West Loop is the best loop. Yep.
Apparently, there's a spelling issue with bar, because Italians would say bar. Eh?
Oh, we should tackle
Frank's
that.
Frank's Italian, if you right? can't tell.
We should tackle that. Yeah. So bar, like B-A-R-R-E. Yeah. So the French spelling.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a little confusing, mm-hmm. but yeah, that's it. B-A-R-R-E.
What you is it? Tell me what it is.
Pure Bar. So it's awesome. We got Jenna here. She's a client.
I love it.
Love her. So Pure Bar. Most effective, efficient workout. You're going to do total body. And we hit every major muscle group. We have a couple different formats for class. I know, Jenna, you've taken all the different formats. But
yes.
one really focused on lengthening, strengthening, toning the muscles. A lot of isometric work, which is really different for some people.
Sure, no in terms weights, of what, right?
No, we use weights. We do. Okay. They're a little bit lighter, though, because we're focused on lighter weight, higher reps. Really focused on great form and taking the momentum out of the work, which sometimes is really challenging for people. And then we also have an Empower class that's focused on both strength and cardio-centric work. So together, they're fantastic. I've been taking for over 10 years. I've never plateaued. That's what I love about it. I've taken through
it's
having...
It's great to not plateau in 10 years. I've been training since I was 13. And I know I've hit, like... And I've tried every workout. I haven't tried Pure Bar. I'm going to say that.
Well, but we need to change that. Yeah. Can I get him in, Jenna?
You should. Let's yeah. You it. Should come to Bring On The Men.
Oh, yeah. We have
the
one
who,
this
what?
Month.
Bring On The Men.
Bring On The Men.
Bring On The Men.
Yeah. Okay. You should come to our class.
I'm afraid.
Don't be.
No.
I feel like I'd be the only guy in there.
There's normally beer involved afterwards.
Yeah, we celebrate with some drinks after.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. You go from
the bar to the bar.
Bar to bar. Yeah.
It's my favorite shirt.
We just had one of those in the West Loop. We had class on a Wednesday night, and then all went to Beatrix in the West Loop. It was so good.
Nice. Yeah. So, okay, for those who don't go to gyms, but here the stigma associated with the typical gym. Mm-hmm. How does this differ in the experiential world of health clubs?
Yeah, great question. I'll go ahead and tell you, I was the skeptic of all skeptics about group fitness. I'll be honest. A girlfriend dragged me to a Pure Bar class over 10 years ago, and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna hate this." And I got my butt kicked, to be honest. And I was in great shape at the time and had a fantastic workout. And after about the second or third class, was totally sold. So I tell you that because I mean, I know people that walk through our doors every day. You know, they have these preconceived notions about what's going to happen. But what I feel like we do really well is the technique is really well thought out. It's a proven technique. It continues to develop and evolve, and we hone that over the last 20 years. Carrie Dorr is our founder. She was a Pilates teacher, and she had a professional dance background, and she was one of the first to ever marry what she knew about dance and what she knew about Pilates and then set that to music. I mean, now we know that as bar and it's in a bunch of different forms, right? Mm-hmm. But she was really the founder of this movement and what we know as Pure Bar and what we know as kind of modern bar to this day. So what we do really well in the classroom is we give you a really great, efficient, effective workout. It's total body, but we set it to awesome music. And then you've got a teacher guiding you all the way through. So for me, I was always a gym rat, pop in my earbuds, go work out for an hour and a half. I do X amount on the treadmill, X amount on weights. And I hit that point like late 20s, where I was like, I was tapped out. I was just burnt out. I was tired of motivating myself.
Yeah.
I was battling a couple injuries. I was doing triathlon and all this kind of stuff. And I had a doctor saying like, why are you still running? Like, you shouldn't be running. And I'm
joints
like,
joints are starting to
yeah.
And
I'm like, but running's so healthy for you. And you guys, it is for some people, but biomechanically, I just was not meant to run. And I finally had a doctor telling me, yeah, Jenna's with me.
I hate
yeah, you guys, if you're meant to run and it's good for you, that's great. Yeah. But for me, it wasn't. Yeah. And I finally had to wake up and I was kind of depressed because I'm like, how am I going to do triathlons if I can't run? So that's when my girlfriend dragged me 10 years ago to a class and kind of almost kicking and screaming, thinking it was going to be like jazzercise or something. And it totally wasn't. Yeah. It was awesome.
Here's the most probably important question is, what should somebody wear to the class?
Is that the most important question?
I mean, it, well, no, I guess you're right, because it is kind of awkward if you like walk in.
You know, I'm being facetious, yeah. right?
No, I know. I'm being serious. Yeah. Like leggings, any kind of tank top.
And so yeah. Oh, I feel like now, when you say bar, are we talking like the ballet bar?
There is a ballet bar in the class. We don't use it the entire time, but we use it for certain sections. So you may be holding onto the bar. You may be pulling off the bar for certain things. We also do things in the center of the room. One of the biggest things to demystify is we're not dancing around. Like, we take positions that are inspired by Pilates and ballet, along with other things that come from other cross-functional fitness things. So we do planks. We do push-ups. We do things that you would recognize and you would know. But we have that Pilates and ballet influence, and they're distilled down into really approachable, accessible moves. So you don't have to have a dance background. You don't have to be flexible. Like, Frank, if you came in, I'm not trying to turn you into Gumby. Like, we
wouldn't
do.
Wouldn't mind, though. I mean,
you wouldn't. I'm oh, stiff okay. Right now. Is that your goal? That's your goal.
I'd like to be flexible.
Yeah.
I mean, so I train a lot.
What we look at is the individual each time you come in, and we talk about your goals. And if it is to be more flexible, we want you to be within a healthy range that keeps you from being injury prone. That's the goal. Not to like put your foot behind your head unless that's on your goal list.
Another one of my bucket lists.
Is that on his goal list?
That's one of my bucket lists.
I just can't see that happening.
Yeah.
You attempting to put
I have some flexibility.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't know.
You wouldn't recommend it?
Yeah, let's
I will say though, since I've started doing it, like one of the stretches we do is like you go into the splits, and I was like, I could never do it, and now I can.
Like a full split? Like,
yeah.
One leg front, one leg
back?
I'm
not going to do it now because I fear that my jeans might rip, because it's happened to me before, so I'm not going to do it.
Excuses.
I sense a challenge.
You have making excuses, too. You're not going to do any of the movement.
I legitimately have a tight back right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I have pants that are probably going to rip, so.
I would do a jump split right now.
Let's see it.
I challenge you. If my back was not tight.
Oh, mm-hmm.
If it weren't tight.
Now, is there a whole like lingo that people need to learn to get into the class? I don't know, heavy tailbone, tuck.
Oh, did you give him some notes?
Down an inch. Yeah. I'm prepared for
well
my guess, okay?
Versed. Yes, I love this.
I have lots of notes. The LTB.
Yeah,
lift, tone, burn, baby.
See, right? I know my lingo. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't have to study up or know all that beforehand. I mean, those are things
you have to take a pretest.
No, you don't have to test into class. Not at all. I mean, like I was saying before, there's things that are specific to the technique, but we distill it down into what we hope is really accessible for most people. And what we do say with your first class, we give you a couple pointers. We talk you through what a few key moves are so that you have some basics. But we also say allow yourself to be a beginner. That's really important. So, I mean, I think a lot of times we walk into something thinking, I'm going to nail this. Like, you know, whether it's going into a gym and doing bicep curls or running on a treadmill, those are things that seem like we've probably all done some form of that before. But this is, it's a specific technique. It takes a little bit of time. And we'll tell you right from the bat, it takes about 5 to 10 classes to get. I mean, did you feel that, Jenna?
Yeah, I just remember my first class, like, it's hard not to compare yourself. Like, even though I was like, stop doing it, stop looking around. These people have been here way longer than me. I look like a buffoon, but it's okay.
And I didn't.
I mean, like, probably, like, internally I thought that, but I think it was probably around, like, the, like, sixth class where it's like, oh, this is the muscle I'm supposed to be feeling as I'm doing this move. And, oh my God, I'm shaking. My whole body is shaking. This is what you're supposed to feel. So, but I remember I got into it because my cousin did it for her wedding, and her mom made a scrapbook, and I looked at a photo, and I was like, you were fat? And I know that sounds so mean, but I was like, dude, I've known her my entire life. I'm like, she's not a big girl, but everything just like toned up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she goes, I was. I'm like, no, but you weren't. Like, you were not big. Like, how did this happen? Like, what did you do? And then she said it was Pier Bar, and she got me on the Pier Bar train.
Good for you. Now, is this a you know, one of the, a lot of trendy fitness, you know, exercises and programs pop up, you know, obviously, and some stick, some don't.
Sure.
You know, things like Orange Theory, CrossFit. I mean, does Pure Barre get put in that category of those type of, you know, programs?
I'm sure we do in some of these fitness circle discussions, but I would say for any technique that's been around for over 20 years now and is continuing to evolve and grow and open new studios, and like I was saying, where people are not plateauing, they're continuing to grow and changing it stronger and see more definition in their muscles. Like, I've done it through two pregnancies, and I feel stronger than I did. I'll be 39 this year, and I feel stronger than I was when I was 30.
Good for you.
And wow. I think that says a lot for the technique. So for me, that's not something that's going to be fleeting. It's something I 100% believe in. It's why I opened Pure Barre West Loop. It's why we're opening a second studio. And
you are? Where is that going to be?
Yeah, Fulton River District. So
you used to live down there. Where else?
Did you? Yeah, so 625 West Lake Street. We will have a kind of sister studio to our West Loop studio popping up there. I'm super excited about it.
Congratulations.
I'm excited.
Where can people get more information about Pure Barre in your locations?
Sure. You can go to purebarrewestloop.com. Again, bar is spelled B-A-R-R. And we have a lot of locations throughout the city. So if Pure Barre West Loop isn't close to you, or the Fulton River District area isn't close to you, I mean, we have studios all over the city. If you go to purebarre.com and put in Chicago, you'll see all of those pop up. We've got fantastic owners and a great community of clients.
Is there a first time free type of thing?
Or? We do. We have first week free going on right now.
Oh,
so
cool.
Find the studio that's in your community, in your neighborhood in Chicago, and go try it out. I mean, what do you have to lose? I mean, it's a
couple pounds is what
it's
you got
a free
to lose.
Week. Maybe you lose a couple pounds, right? Yeah. You challenge yourself to do something. How often do you get to do something totally new and different?
I'm with you.
Yeah, you're going to come. Yeah,
thank you so much, Susan Rothman, Pure Barre in South Loop, and now going to be River
West,
North.
West Loop.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
West Loop and River North soon. Right?
No.
West Loop. Yeah.
And
then Fulton River District.
You were this
They changed
close.
That. No, I lived there, it was River North.
But we do. We have studios River North, Streeterville, South Loop, Old Town, Bucktown, Lincoln Park, Lakeview. Working
so
my
no
way
excuses,
up.
There's no excuses, basically.
Lincoln
Square.
There's
one
I mean,
everywhere.
Yeah,
a
we
lot
are.
In the suburbs, too.
Why not?
So, sounds good, ladies. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll have more show after that.